Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. God bless you on today. I pray that the peace of God be with you on today. This is a very important day. This is a day where the enemy is making a show on today, as the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of gay marriage nationwide. And so he has his hour on today. But the people of God, we have to stand up and we have to pray and we have to unify in the body and come against the wickedness of the enemy. This is not against people. This is against the spirit that goes against God. And every high thing that goes against God has to be pulled down. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. We bless your name. We need your power and your might. You need, Lord, remind us of your power and your might that already rests within us, Lord. Lord, help us to turn from our own wicked ways, that you hear our prayer and heal this land. Lord, forgive us of our sins. We have been lazy. We have been lackadaisical. We have been just doing our own thing and seeking our own way, Lord, and the enemy is gaining ground. But Lord, you said the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. Lord, let the church stand up and say we are the redeemed of the Lord. And Lord, help us to pull down these strongholds and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought unto the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Lord, help us, Lord, to stand on your word and do according to your will, Lord. Awaken us out of this sleep and slumber. In Jesus' name, amen. I am going to read from the book of Proverbs on today. We are going to continue in the book of John on another podcast, and we're going to see what the Lord is saying. But we're going to read from the book of Proverbs, and we're going to also read from the book of Galatians. Be not deceived. God will not be mocked. Amen. He will not be mocked. So this is spoken from wisdom, and wisdom was with God from the foundation of the earth. It is an attribute of God, and this is the Spirit of God speaking in Proverbs chapter 1, beginning at verse 20. And I'm going to read quite a bit of scripture here. It's from verse 20 to 33, and this is what the word says. It says, wisdom crieth without, it crieth outside. She uttereth her words, her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, ye naive ones, will ye love naivete, or love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn ye at my reproof, my correction. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Now, wisdom is talking in that verse to those that will receive correction. Now, verse 24. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regardeth, but ye have set at naught all my counsel. You have rejected it, and would have none of my reproof or correction. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror, your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for they have hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They wouldn't have none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of simple shall slay them. And the prosperity or the complacency of fools shall destroy them. But whosoever hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet or be at peace, at rest from fear of evil. Those that have been holding on to God's unchanging hand, those that have been holding on to the fear and the reverence of the Lord, living a life that is pleasing unto the Lord, relying on Jesus and his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness to move forward in this life. Those are in verse 33. Those that hearken unto me shall dwell safely. We shall dwell safely and be at peace. But those that love wickedness, their calamity shall come upon them and God will not hear them. I'm going to reread a couple of verses. It says in verse 31 or 30, they would have none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof or my rejection. And because they have done this, verse 31 is upon them. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. Be not deceived. God will not be mocked. Everything a man soweth, that he shall also reap. Today, the Supreme Court, which is under our nation's leadership, that have been appointed by the leadership of this country, has said yes to abomination. They have said yes to what goes against God. And the nation that goes against God shall reap what they sow. So we have to pray for our leadership of this country, that they do not according to wickedness, that they are not siding on the case of wickedness. And today they have, in this instance, they have sided with wickedness and an abomination against God, and we will reap what we sow. I'm going to take you quickly over to Galatians chapter 6, and I want to read verse 7 and 8, and it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And that speaks for itself. If you sow to the flesh, which this is, it is a sowing to the flesh. It is a desire of the flesh to do things that are against God. And be not deceived. It says right here, God is not mocked. He is not mocked. We think that we're getting away with things. We think that God is not paying attention. Lord, help us, Jesus. Oh, God. We think that he is not watching, that he is asleep, but he is awake. And be not deceived, God is not mocked. We gotta pray. We have to pray and join together. The saints have to join together. I am sorrowful on today. Lord, help us in Jesus' name. Hold on to God. The Lord is coming, and you better be ready, and your garments better be clean. In Jesus' name, join me next time on The Word in Me. God bless.